Section 3, Numbers 12 to 16. You will hear part of a radio program about young people and technology. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the program.
I think perhaps it's natural that when there are big technological changes happening, the older generation worries about the negative effects on young people's skills. Remember when calculators came in? People worried that kids would never learn to do what they called proper math. But that was the generation that understood the very complex math behind the development of today's computers. You see, I think the opposite happens. Technology makes us better thinkers because it stretches our abilities. I'm pretty sure that when people first invented the wheel, all the old guys moaned that the younger generation would get too lazy to survive. In the same way, nowadays, you get people complaining that people who see stuff mainly on screens don't understand things as well as those who were brought up on books. The same people say that texting is ruining kids' language skills. And all these things are blown up by the media, who, of course, love disaster stories.
Numbers 17 to 21. You will hear part of an interview about children and food. First, read the notes below, then listen and complete the notes with information from the interview.
Food can be a big battleground between kids and parents. Susan Hansen, you're a parent yourself, as well as a nutritionist, so you should be well placed to talk about this.
Yes, I guess so. I've got a 9-year-old boy and a girl in her early teens, and I can understand why parents worry about it. I think the best advice I can give is to trust your kid's appetite. There's no point in trying to force them to eat when they don't feel like it. It just builds up negative feelings about food. And try to avoid offering alternatives when they refuse to eat something. There's a technique we recommend called division of responsibility, which means that you decide on what meals to offer them and let them decide how much of it they want to eat.
What about overeating? That's a problem we hear more and more about these days.
Well, it helps to understand that our brains only realise we are full about 20 minutes after the food hits our stomachs. So if we still feel a bit hungry just after a meal, we shouldn't necessarily eat more. Usually, though, the key point is not the amount, but the nutritional quality of the food.
That is the end of the listening section of the test. Now go on to the other sections of the test.